lower instruments can be heard. So we have to protect the lower instruments. All right, guys. Like, once again, it was a very confident performance. Lots of energy, lots of enthusiasm. So well done. Okay, another confident start. Thank you very much. Oh, we got a wrong note there, ladies and gentlemen. We got a wrong note. And I think that's a B-flat from our clarinet. Should be first finger in the right hand, right? There's something else going on there. It might have been a B-flat on the tenor saxophone that we missed, or maybe it's the A-flat on the trombone. Be careful in bar six, please. I love the fact that some of your clarinets are playing so connected. That's awesome. That is so awesome how connected you're playing there. In general, we've got some note issues there. Careful. I don't think the saxophones are playing F sharps, but I think you're just playing really sharp. So just want to make sure that you're not playing really sharp, and you might need to just pull out a little bit, okay? Yeah, so everybody needs to memorize that bar and follow the conductor, and that would allow him to slow down more, okay? You're very capable of memorizing that. Okay, I'd like to talk about just sort of core tone quality. Wait, so these dynamics are all quite soft, right? But that doesn't mean that they don't take strength. So think about if you're sculpting something, or if you're creating a piece of artwork, instead of using sand, which will disappear, right? Something you want to use a strong substance, like, for instance, marble, something that's going to stand the test of time. When you're playing at a softer dynamic, you have to basically sketch or sculpt with stronger air. So you need to take in more air than you think you're going to need, and to support the sound. When people say support the sound, that means take in probably more air than you're taking in order to sort of make sure that the pitches don't sag. Because in general, there's a lot of really nice connected playing going on. You should be very proud about that. But I don't always feel like it's your best tone. And so we never want to play under or over your best tone. So I think that your softs can sound even better if you were to take in more air. Yeah, we're not moving exactly together in some of these spots, right? It's close. It's really close. Okay, so there's a big break between those last couple notes. Do we want that? Do we not want that? Those are the decisions that you guys get to make, right? As a musical community, you get to make those decisions. Okay, great choice. Really great choice of repertoire. I'm so happy that you chose this piece, right? So many people are afraid of slow pieces because really slow pieces are really very revealing, but they're also so important for our heart and soul. And I think we all secretly love slow music. We just don't always admit it. But I thought that was a really great selection for you guys. But I do think we need to work a little bit more on our precision. When you're playing precision in slow music, it's just as important as precision in fast music. So I would suggest bopping this, playing everything short, and then you'll hear exactly, playing everything staccato, even whole notes, so that you can hear.